One of the questions from the audience of Legal Minds was where the candidates stood on abortion rights. Dane County Judge Paul Higginbotham was up first.
I'll start off by saying I support Roe v. Wade. I won't hide behind it. I think it was properly decided, and I believe that it's important for us to continue to support a woman's right to choose.
Higginbotham went on to say he'd support a state constitutional amendment protecting abortion rights, and that he believed in the right to a late-term or so-called partial birth abortion, but only when the mother's life is threatened. Madison-based appeals judge Pat Rogensack criticized Higginbotham's response.
I happen to feel it's improper, sorry colleague, to take a position on a substantive issue that may come before the court. I too would enforce Roe versus Wade, because as a state court judge, I am bound to uphold the law, whether it bears on a woman's right to choose or any other issue.
But Rogensack wouldn't say any more than that. Barron County Judge Ed Bruner staked out a middle ground. He suggested Higginbotham had gone too far in sharing political views, but Bruner did offer a little more information than Rogensack.
My fundamental belief is in the right to choose. How that will play out on all these other issues, I think it would be improper to be up here campaigning for one particular law or one particular aspect of the law.
The candidates were also asked their opinions on the Bush versus Gore ruling of 2 years ago. Higginbotham and Bruner said the U.S. Supreme Court shouldn't have taken the case because it belonged in state courts. Rogensack refrained from criticizing the Supreme Court, but she said it was unusual for the court to take the case. She said the matter was too complicated for her to get into in the time allowed for a response. Another tough issue the candidates discussed was personal injury lawsuits. Bruner was challenged on a decision he made 3 years ago. He found an injury lawsuit frivolous and ordered the person to pay about $750,000 in fees. Bruner defended himself by saying it's the only time he's ever found a lawsuit frivolous, that the suit had no rational basis, and that the fees were related to the cost of the case. Rogensack and Higginbotham expressed concern that people who are injured need to feel free to take their cases to court without fearing huge fees. The primary is February 18th. Benson Gardner, Wisconsin Public Radio.